Luigi Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in your last letter, you asked me if it's a cold in Chicago and if I'm still wearing my summer underwear. Yes, Mamma Mia, I'm still wearing my summer underwear. I'm also wearing my winter underwear. To tell the truth, Mamma Mia, it's so cold, I'm wearing all of my underwear. You know, winter underwear is funny. And the label is to say 75% of wool, 25% of cotton. It's a don't say where they put it, 25% of cotton. But when I'm going to go out in the street and I call the wind, there's a push of me in the back, I'm going to find out. You know, Mamma Mia, they call it Chicago, the windy city. And believe me, they're not the fooling. Yesterday, I took a walk to the post office with Pasquale's fat daughter, Rosa. We was a turn the corner, a big wind is suddenly catch us. And if I didn't hide the quick behind the Rosa, your son of Luigi would have now been in New York. But still, there is something so nice about the winter in a big city. You walk in the streets, all bundled up. People, they all smile on you. Beautiful white snow is all around. It's under your feet. It's piled up on the side. And if the little kids, they see you first, it's coming down on your head. Well, Mamma Mia, I'm going to finish this a little later because right now I'm going to go to my night school. And as it looks so nice outside, I think I'm going to walk. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. From the ocean to us.
Hello, friends.
Oh, hello, Luigi.
Hey, Luigi, you look so good tonight.
Oh, your face is all flushed and your eyes are shining.
Yeah, either you are extra healthy, Luigi, or you got it a fever.
Well, Hammer took a long walk to school today. You all should try to walk to school some day. The exercises are good for you.
All right, it's a deal. The next time you walk to school, Luigi, we're going to walk with you.
Hello, Platt.
Hello, Miss Cole.
I see this time you all got here before me. Yeah. Well, it was so beautiful out tonight, I decided to walk.
Himmel, tomorrow I am selling all my streetcar stock.
I wish you'd let me in on the joke, Platt.
Well, Miss Spotting, I'm going to explain to you. Just before you came in, the whole class has decided to do a little exercise and walk to school tomorrow.
What whole class? I was drafted.
Isn't that a wonderful idea, Miss Spaulding?
Yes, I think it's very sensible. Tomorrow you'll all be walking to school together.
Yeah, and if we don't show up, you can blame it on an open manhole cover.
I take it you don't like the idea of walking, Mr. Schultz.
Oh, it's not that, Miss Spaulding. I got nothing against exercise. But if you gotta do it, you should do something that's got some fun with it. Like ice skating, for instance.
Well, that sounds sensible.
Oh, by Jiminy, I haven't used my skates in years. Look, everybody, now we're getting someplace. Why don't we forget about the walking business? Instead, let's all go ice skating next Sunday afternoon in Washington Park.
Well, now you are talking. If I gotta catch the grip, I might as well get it enjoying myself.
Luigi, how about you?
Well, I don't know. In my town, Castellamare, it was always warmer. Wasn't no ice. And I don't know how to skate.
Oh, it's easy, Mr. Basco.
Sure, Luigi, you just glide out with the right foot.
Then what?
Then we pick you up and you try it on the other foot. You're going to love ice skating.
Well, all right, I'm going to try.
Say, my wife Esther loves skating. Do you mind if I bring her along, fellas?
Oh, yeah, and I would like to bring my wife along, too.
Miss Balding, how about you?
Don't be ridiculous, old Miss Balding ain't got no wife. Smile, everybody.
Well, Miss Balding, you didn't say yes yet. We'd like to have you.
Well, Sunday I have a luncheon date with Mr. Charles, the mathematics teacher.
Well, go bring him to the lake. He's going to see plenty of beautiful figures there.
All right, class, we'll come.
Wonderful. Well, we're all set now and...
Oh, Luigi.
Oh, you're the same problem. Yeah. A girl for Luigi.
What are you talking about? This is Sunday. I was also have a date with Joanna McCarthy. That's a nice little girl. She's a waitress, a friend of mine.
Well, how do you like that, Rena Schmitzer? Without telling us, he's learning to be more and more like an American.
well, are you going to say that again, Schultz? Hey, you want to hear something?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this.
Oh, hooray for Rena!
Believe me, nobody could have called a taxi like me.
Well, we all knew.
We'll have a wonderful time. Well, now, class, it's time to begin our lesson for the evening.
Yeah, all right, Miss Balding, but don't you forget about this Sunday. That's a day.
Yeah, and until then, like we say on the skating rink, bottoms up! Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, just look on you. Cheeks red like a cherry's. Eyes bright like two black grapes. Nose hanging down like a beautiful ripe banana. That's a funny thing, how all that fruit could grow on one little pumpkin head.
Oh, no, stop it, Pasquale. But hey, Pasquale, guess what I'm going to do this Sunday?
Jump off a building?
No.
Rob a bank?
Oh, no. Come on, Pasquale. I'm going to give you a hint. Is it something I never did before in my life? Is it going to happen in a lake? And I'm a little nervous because I'm going to do it just the same.
Luigi, I ain't going to let you commit the suicide.
Oh, Pasquale, you always are looking on the worst side of things. Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to ice skating.
Ice skating?
Yeah, that's right. The whole class is gone. They're taking their wives, and Miss Spalding is going to bring her boyfriend.
That's wonderful, Luigi. Have a good time.
Thank you.
And just so you shouldn't hurt yourself, I'm going to give you something big and soft that you can fall on in case you slip.
Oh, that's a nice Pasquale. What are you going to give me?
My daughter Rosa.
No, I said nothing to do. Once Rosa is put her feet on that ice, the lake is going to be closed for skating and open up for swimming.
Now, wait, Luigi. You know Rosa's not really fat. She's just round and, round.
Yeah, trouble is, she's round and round, and where she's stopping, nobody knows.
Listen to your little papa squeak.
Yeah, but please, Pascal, isn't no use to argue. I'm already have a date with a nicer girl, Joanna McCarthy. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to go out and get us some skates.
All right, go. Get your skates.
Skates?
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute, my little cabbage puss.
What?
Maybe you're right if you don't want to take Rosa. After all, that's a free country. You got a right to go ice skating with any girl you want.
You sure you feel all right, Pasquale?
Sure, I feel fine, and I want you sure to feel good too, Luigi. So I'm going to help you out.
All right, how you gonna do this?
Well, I don't like you should spend your money on skates, so I'm gonna lend you mine. How's that?
Pasquale, you got a skate?
Hell, sure. And I'm not gonna lend you the old-fashioned kind with the long blades on the bottom. That's for beginners.
Well, what the kind of skates are you got, Pasquale?
The professional kind, with the four wheels on the bottom.
But, Pasquale, don't everybody have the long blades?
Oh, no, just the peasants, what I can't afford better.
Oh, well,
would you rather have a sleigh or an automobile?
Well, of course, I'd rather have automobile.
All right, the sleigh has long blades, automobile has four wheels.
Huh. Yeah, well, I guess you're right, Pasquale.
Sure, and with these skates, you can skate the four times as fast. Ooh, Luigi, you're going to show off for plenty.
Thank you, Pasquale.
And that's not all, Luigi.
No?
I'm going to lend you all of my ice skating stuff.
You are?
Sure, you're going to need a long stick with a nail on the end. Uh-huh. That's going to help you keep your balance.
My what? Oh.
Yeah, and then I'm going to lend you my water wings to wear in the back.
Pasquale, what the fuck? I'm gonna need a water wings in the back.
Well, everybody's wearing them, Luigi. In case you fall down, you bounce right up again.
Oh, Pasquale, thank you. You think of everything.
Oh, that's not all. You get the whole works of the compass, the Indian blanket, the lunch pail, everything.
Oh, Pasquale, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. I'm going to look real good this Sunday, huh?
Luigi, take my word for it. When you skate with a Joanne on the ice, nobody's going to look out of her. All eyes are going to be out of you.
Before we return to life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that'll make every day of the new year more enjoyable for you. It's simple. Just be sure that wherever you are, wherever you go, you have a package of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum with you. Just tuck it into your purse or pocket, and whenever you want a little taste treat, or you're feeling tense, or want to freshen your mouth, just take out your package of Wrigley Spearmint Gum and chew a stick. You'll enjoy the delicious, real spearmint flavor. You'll enjoy the smooth, good chewing. And you'll agree that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a friendly, helpful companion. So, folks, remember, for an easy, inexpensive way to make every day more enjoyable, always carry a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum with you. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Vasco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, mamma mia, tomorrow I'm going to go ice skating with my class and a girl. And it's hard to tell you how I'm feeling. But Squally has told me I'm should meet Joanne on the lake to surprise her, so I'm going to do that. Oh, Pasquale, he's been a wonderful friend to me, mamma mia. He's given me everything to wear for ice skating. And yesterday, I'm put on everything he's given me, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror. And guess what I'm did? That's right. I'm laughing. I'm looked so silly. Oh, wait. Here comes my friend, Schultz.
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Hello, Schultz.
Oh, Luigi, I'm so excited about that ice skating tomorrow. You got no idea. There's nothing like a lot of exercise in the cold, open air to bring out the pneumonia in me. That's right, smile. Tell me, Luigi, it's a... Joanne all excited about the ice skating?
Oh, sure, but then...
But what?
Well, you know, Schultz, I've never been ice skating before. How am I supposed to act with a girl under the lake?
Ah, Luigi, that simple. First you get together and you hold her hands.
Huh? I'm a hold her hands?
Sure. Then when you are skating together a little bit, you put... One arm around her waist.
One arm around the waist?
And then you hold her tight.
Hold her tight? Sure, someone gotta do all that.
Sure, Luigi, what do you think there is to skating? Sure, skating?
Well, all right. Then after that, what am I do?
Himmel, you are a beginner, aren't you?
Luigi, when you are together with a crowd, you do what every other normal boy and girl do.
Sure. What's that?
Get lost. You separate yourself, you skate with her to a quiet spot on the edge of the lake where nobody can see you.
Uh-huh.
And then you sit down.
Ooh.
What's the matter?
The ice is a cold.
Now you said it something. That's just what Joanne is gonna say. Luigi, the ice feels cold. Luigi, warm me up.
Huh?
And that's your chance.
And of course, then you know what to do.
Sure, sure. I'm opening up my thermos of bottle and I'll give her some hot chocolate.
Himmel, how is it possible a country that gave us such a lover like Rudolph Valentino could give us such a schlemiel like you?
Schultz, it looks like I'm going to be, what do you call it? Wet the blanket, huh?
Ah, it's all right, Luigi. The more instructions from me and you're going to be an electric blanket. Now, don't you worry. When we get there, I'm going to show you what to do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Schultz. You're really friendly.
Ah, it's nothing, Luigi. Well, I got to go now. Smile, Luigi. Be like me, huh? Always happy, always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
Hey, Schultz!
Hello, Horowitz! So wait, I'm gonna skate over to you. What's this mix-up?
Whoa! What happened?
My feet stopped, but the rest of me didn't.
Hello, all of it. Hello, Schultz.
Hello,
oh, that feels so rejuvenating,
anything in this air. Yeah. Go on with all these pretty girls skating around. I feel just like a jolly boy all over again.
Schultz, what are you doing flat on your back?
This is my natural skating position, Olsen. What else? One more flop like this, and I'm going to be like a sardine. Boneless and skinless. Master, help me up, hurry.
Olsen, where's your wife?
Olga had to go downtown to see her sister. How about your wife, Horowitz?
She thought it would be nice if she stayed home and prepared a hot supper for me. And Schultz, where's your wife?
She decided to stay and watch the delicatessen store.
Who are we, a bunch of sneaky ones?
That's just like I said.
This air certainly does something to you.
Look, fellas, here comes Miss Foley.
Hello, everybody. Isn't the ice wonderful? Mm. What are you staring at?
Well, to be pleasantly frank, Miss Spaulding, in that short skating skirt, you're a knockout.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Miss Spaulding, when I look at you, I just can't help singing. There was yin in yen, you very...
For me, like a dope in the classroom, I've always been sitting in the last row.
All right, class, attention. I'll just skate around and look for Mr. Charles.
Who is she kidding? Mr. Charles has probably got his binoculars out right now looking for her.
Say, fellas, look. That fellow over there who looks like an explorer. Can that be Luigi?
No.
Oh, him roller skating.
Hello, friends. Hello. Why are you all looking at me like that?
Luigi, where did you get those roller skates?
Pasquale.
And what did I bought the wings for?
That's so I'm going to bounce up.
And the compass?
Pasquale says that's it to help me skate in a one direction.
You mean that long stick with the nail on the end? That's the harpoon rails?
Himmel, Luigi, has that Pasquale got you for shimmered?
So I can see you're what Pasquale tried to do. Well, Luigi, that's a good thing your aunt is not here yet. Now, first of all, you throw away the stick.
Yes, sir.
Shh, quick, here she comes. Yeah. Put that compass in your pocket.
All right.
And I'm going to take the rest of the things off you.
Yeah,
Luigi.
Quick.
No. Good. Just in time.
Yeah, that's it. But wait. What am I going to do about the roller skates?
Just stand still. She wouldn't see them.
Like this?
Yeah. That's wonderful. Now, quick. Here she comes.
Hello, Joanne. You know my friends. This is Mr. Horowitz, Mr. Rossin, and Mr. Schultz.
Hello.
Last one to the clubhouse is a hot mess.
I wonder why they left us like that.
Well, I don't mind. Do you?
Oh, no. Joanne, you may be a little cold.
No. Are you?
Yes, I'm in a no. You sure you're not cold?
Of course not. Why?
Well, if you say you're cold, then I'm supposed to...
Shall we skate?
Well, I'm ready to stand here a little bit.
All right, but what'll we do?
Well, I'm supposed to ask you if you're cold, then I take your hand. And if you drink the hot chocolate, I'm supposed to trip you up. And if nothing happens, then I'm... then I'm going to... Oh, that Schultz, he's a guy to me all of a shimmel.
Oh, Luigi.
All right. But we're going to have a fun anyway, huh, Joanne?
Hiya, cutie.
Who's this?
Oh, ignore him, Luigi. I don't know who he is.
How about dancing a few steps with me, babe?
I'm not interested.
Ah, come on. Just dance a few steps.
Please, she's telling you she's not interested. If you want to dance, go find her at the Murray.
Listen to that cornball. All right, cutie, just watch this figure eight.
Don't get any ice on my face.
Sorry, Mac. Hearty appetite. How about you, Buster? Can you do it?
No, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to wiggle my ears.
Hey, they ought to get you to play Harvey in that picture. Honey, just watch this trick.
You sure can skate.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't get any ice on my face.
Oh, it couldn't be helped, Mac. Well, baby, how did you like that one?
She's not like it.
Let her talk for herself, Buster. Here, cutie, watch the trick that won me first prize last year.
Luigi, what are you standing around watching him for? Let's go.
No, I'm in a carriage, John. Let the him go away.
Here I come.
Don't get in the ice on my face.
Well, Dreamboat, you want to take a spin with me?
Listen, Mr. Buster, why don't you beat it?
Ah, go on and beat it yourself. Let's see how fast you can go on your skates. Hey, am I seeing things? Roller skates.
What?
Roller skates.
Mamma mia.
Excuse me, Luigi. Oh, handsome, I want to talk to you. Wait a minute.
No, Joanna, wait. Wait, Joanna. Oh, if I'm ahead of that Pasquale here, I would have dropped the whole world on him. I would.
Luigi, my friend.
Pasquale! help us, Scotty. Isn't there nobody worse than you in the hall?
Oh, you're mad, huh? Because your girl is left you, eh?
Go on, now go away from me. I'm going home.
No, don't go home, Luigi. I brought another girl for you. Just to wait there. I'm going to call her. Rosa. 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 Yes, my little Sonja Haney. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Mama. Gonna say goodbye.
Joanna,
how was the thought of you went away with that big fella?
Sure I did, and I told him plenty. It won't bother us anymore.
Hey, you mean you'd rather be with me than him?
Why, of course, Luigi. I'll hold my hand. We'll head for the edge of the lake.
All right, Joanna.
Wait a minute. Come back, Luigi. Those are my roller skates. Rosa, come on. We gotta stop them.
All right, Papa.
That place, mister. Get out of my way. Oof.
Oh, Papa! Papa! I'm falling!
Come on, mommy. The ice is a crack.
Hey, mister, what's the matter with you? Why are you pushing me into my daughter?
I told you not to get a knife on my face!
So, Mamma Mia, everything has come out fine. You should have heard that ice cracking under us. It was a sound like a Chicago was a have earthquake. But don't worry, Rosa is no follow through. The ice was a frozen 15 inches a thick, and Rosa's only make a hole in it up to 12. Hannah Joanna, she was just a wonderful to me. She's such a nice girl. We got a new skate, so she's teaching me how to skate. And then when I got to home, she said,
Luigi, this is the third time we've gone out.
Oh, really? You know, I'm never counted it.
Yes, and after a fella takes a girl out three times, he's entitled to a kiss.
He is?
Yes.
All right, Joanna, I'm not bashful. Kiss me. Hey, Mamma Mia, these American girls think we Italian boys don't know nothing. Ha! So good night, Mamma Mia. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, l'immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal all-family treat to have in your home. It's a healthful, satisfying treat to give the children when they come home from school. It's good to pass around any time to anyone after meals or when you're all sitting around in your living room. And Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is easy on the pocketbook, too. It costs very little for all the long-lasting enjoyment it gives. So treat your family often to healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Put it on your shopping list regularly every week. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Ash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Schiff as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Mud Blossom. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.